This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The number of new single-day coronavirus infections in the United States is nearing record highs, even as the U.S. Centers for Disease Control revealed that more than 20 million people in the U.S. could have the virus. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The officials say as many as 20 million people have contracted the virus, nearly 10 times the number of confirmed cases.
Somewhere between 5, 6, 7, 8% of the American public.
The estimates based on the CDC studies of blood samples collected nationwide, with Director Robert Redfield saying many people may not have known they were infected. About a dozen states are now seeing worrisome rises in cases, but Trump administration officials like economic advisor Larry Kudlow say the news is not all bad. Some states are seeing drops, and some jumps.
We just have to live with that.
The administration's looking to get its public health experts back before the public, like in the pandemic's early days, to ease fears. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden sounded very different themes on the coronavirus on Thursday. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
President Donald Trump was in Wisconsin Thursday singing the praises of his administration's response to COVID-19.
We have cases because we test. Deaths are down. We have one of the lowest mortality rates. We've done an incredible historic job.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania, blasting the president for being in denial.
The number of cases is increasing in 29 states. We're going to be dealing with this for a long time. Trump can't wish it away.
Polls in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin show Biden ahead of Trump, but Trump trailed in both states in nearly every poll in 2016 before winning both and the presidency on Election Day. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is